It had to be dawn. A pale tinge of hoary light was creeping into the cabin's main room around the reed blinds. The other children were all still sound asleep. She quickly pulled on her shorts, boots, and an adult-sized shirt she had altered to something approximating her own size, and slipped quietly out of the door. 30 seconds later, she ran back in, shouting for Father Horst at the top of her voice. Far above the lonely savannah cabin, the long, vivid contrails of 13 starship fusion drives formed a cosmic mandala across the black pre-dawn sky.